It's time for Insure Talk with insurance industry tech geek and Guidewire chief evangelist, Laura Drabik. In this podcast series, we don't just talk about innovative ideas in P&C insurance. We talk with industry trailblazers about the big ideas they made happen and how they did it. If you're looking for insights on the trends and technologies reshaping the industry, an all-new Insure Talk starts now.
Welcome to Insure Talk. My name is Laura Drabik, and I'm the chief evangelist at Guidewire. In this episode, I have the privilege of interviewing Derek Zahn, senior vice president and chief claims officer at the Pure Group of Insurance Companies. Derek is a seasoned industry veteran with more than 25 years of experience in claims operations and catastrophe response for multinational carriers such as AIG, Zurich, and more. In his current role, Derek leads claims operations and innovation initiatives at Pure, which caters exclusively to specialty property and casualty for high net worth individuals. And that is the topic of our conversation today. Claims innovation in high net worth insurance, inflation, economic uncertainty, growing cat risk, and increasingly aggressive competition take on whole new meaning for specialty insurers. In this episode, we'll talk about strategies for transforming the claims experience in the high net worth market and what it takes to create competitive differentiation. Hello, Derek. Welcome to Insure Talk.
Hey, good afternoon, Laura.
For our listeners, high net worth insurance is coverage designed for wealthy individuals that goes beyond what's available through standard carriers. By some estimates, the high net worth segment represents more than $40 billion in premium, and that's just in North America. Worldwide, the wealthiest among us collectively own insurable assets valued at more than $116 trillion, that's with a T, dollars, across what can be a complex web of high value first and second homes, vacation and rental properties, luxury cars, you name it. Derek, paint a picture for us of the quintessential Pure policyholder, also known as member. Who are they and what keeps them up at night?
We like to say that we insure the most responsible owners of the finest built homes. So with the high net worth market, which is already pretty niche to start, we focus on an even more niche group, which we've created a club for highly responsible, financially successful homeowners. Those we seek out probably have a favorable claims history. Their homes are well built, and they're well protected with things like water shutoff devices, Ting devices, generators, security alarms, impact rated windows in the coastal areas, in defensible space, and wildfire prone areas. But given the demographic of our membership and where most of the wealthy live, it's typically in areas that are hard to insure, like Florida and California. They have multiple homes, so it's balancing something in the upper Northwest to something on the East Coast. So we need to be able to offer a wide variety of solutions that can help. So not only do we have our admitted product that we sell, but we also have Pure Specialty Exchange, which is our E&S reciprocal, that provides our members a lot of different options to insure their homes. But on top of just the homes, our members have high-value art collections, jewelry, more cars than drivers, a lot of outsized liability risks, and they're very concerned around cyber. So we need to also have a wide variety of products that can help protect them. And so the combination of the product offering that's very broad and wide, coupled with the claim service, really allows our members to sleep well at night, knowing that they're covered.
In some ways, I think high net worth isn't just another market segments. It's actually its own universe, if you will. Carriers in the space must be able to insure higher value homes, as you mentioned, larger umbrella limits and coverage for an eclectic array of other asset types. Fitted, bespoke coverage seems to be the order of the day in this market. And in some cases, so is coverage provided on a non-admitted basis. Like you said, the kind available through Pure Specialty Exchange brand. Derek, can you share some examples that exemplify the depth and diversity of coverage capabilities insurers require in this space?
Of course, our limits are going to be higher if it's from the homeowner policy or collections or on our excess side. But the coverage we offer has to be specialized to meet the needs of our membership. And so our policies look a lot different than the standard ISO forms that I grew up with. That allows for a lot of different customization for additional coverages. And it is pretty trimmed down, easy to read policies that provide additional coverage on what we call guaranteed replacement cost. This is a coverage that no matter the cost to rebuild your home or even repair your home, even if it exceeds the coverage limits, we will be there to provide that support. We cover up to $50,000 on lost or misplaced stolen jewelry, and that's not on the collection policy or an endorsement. That's in our base homeowner product. We offer cash settlements for certain types of claims. We offer green coverages to upgrade certain components of the home to green technology. We offer loss prevention devices that we would pay for post-claim that's related to the loss. And so a lot of creativity goes on in these policies. As you mentioned, we also offer coverage on the collection side, which is designed to protect things that you would expect, like jewelry and fine art and wine and family heirlooms. But some things that sort of are a little bit more unique, like historical artifacts, sports and music memorabilia. So to complement the coverage that we offer here, we also then have an in-house art management team that can help not only during a claim to help repair or restore these items, but also to help pre-loss, to help them inventory and act more as a consultant on art purchases. And so this team is invaluable to us in the claims world because our members own some really unique items. Like, for example, we have one member that has a hand-carved wooden door that had been salvaged from a sunken German ship and restored specifically for their home. And so a normal insurance policy, it would be very difficult for us to provide the level of coverage to make sure that that door is restored if there's any damage to it. And as you mentioned, we also have Pure Specialty Exchange, which does enable us to offer a wide variety of solutions to our membership, not only for hard-to-insure properties, but also for what we call course of construction. Many of our members go through renovations, so making sure that we offer them a product to protect them during that process. And the way that we handle that, it's not outsourced, it's not through a TPA. It is handled with our normal admitted staff. So the service levels that you would get in this product is the same as you would get in the admitted side. That's a huge benefit for our members. And we're able to then also customize our pricing for our membership based on their unique profile. And so typically, if you had more cars than drivers, we know that we need to charge them differently because they're not driving all the cars at the same time.
This is fascinating information. I've learned so much about the high net worth market from you. Thank you for sharing that. I did want to double click on one of the items that you mentioned, which is green coverage. Can you share with us an example of what a green coverage would be offered to your segment?
If there is damage to your traditional water heater, we would look to upgrade that into a tankless water heater. High efficiency appliances, if your appliances were damaged, we would upgrade that to more high efficiency. Class 5 shingles or class 4 shingles. So it's a wide variety of things that we can apply it to that we use under the term green upgrades.
Yeah, makes sense. High net worth carriers do experience many of the same claims risks conventional insurers do, maybe just more accentuated. So take inflation, it's finally tapering off, but the difference between what an asset may have been valued at, let's say 12 to 18 months ago during binding and what it costs to repair or replace today can be enormous. That's especially true in a sector that involves costlier materials and higher skilled craftsmanship. One of the things Pure has done, which I find fascinating, is that you've built your own elite contractor network to help ensure high quality while also controlling the cost of repairs. Derek, what can you share with us about the ecosystem and the results that you've seen so far?
Yeah. So the cause of really, I would say, the hyperinflation that we're seeing on the property side, it really has to do with the increased demand on contractors and builders. With COVID coming into place, everyone's staying at home, everyone was investing heavily into their homes and created such a demand surge that bled into the typical claims restoration process. And so making sure that we have deep relationships with these elite contractors, these skilled craftsmen, was more about not combating inflation, but making sure that we had availability to actually do the work that was needed. And so it was a little bit more challenging for us in the high net worth space because the standard carriers can create national contracts and to do restoration or repairs in a $500,000 home, even up to a $2 million home. A lot of these companies can handle this. But then when you look beyond that into the $5 million home and up, the complexity of the repairs, and when I say complexity of repairs, it's the intricate systems that they have from an electronic plumbing standpoint, security systems, just some very advanced technology in these homes, coupled with exotic finishes where we don't see really a lot of drywall. We see Venetian plaster. And okay, so how do you make sure that we can get access to these craftsmen that can help us repair? And what we found in building this out, really not taking a broad brush or anything, but going into these local markets by zip code and working with our members and our adjusters and our brokers to find who can actually do this work, we created a technology that really helped our entire team, as well as our broker partners, be able to select. If I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, and I get a call from a member in Northern California, I can easily tell them who they should utilize to do cabinet work, to do roofing, to do flooring. And it was imperative that we had access to these contractors just to start repairs as quickly as possible. And that was the main priority for our managed repair network. The byproduct of it is that our membership is extremely happy because the repairs are starting quicker and there's less friction within that claims process. And we are also happier because we have good relationships with these craftsmen. They know that work is still going to come. income. And so the cost is also somewhat contained. And we also assumed incorrectly that our membership probably already had their own builder or contractor that they would like to use on their high-end home. And we found out that they were using Google Yellow Pages just to find someone to come and help them. And so this has been an added benefit to where we can provide this information to them, not only to help increase our service, but really help them get right back where they need it. And so this has been a huge win for us. We continue to expand our network into more trades, and then we are exposing our network to our broker partners, and we will eventually expose this to our membership to utilize. But this has just been a huge advantage.
Well, I have to say, I'm quite surprised by what you just said about them using Google search or perhaps Angie's List to find a contractor. I think you've done a great job at creating this ecosystem. So congratulations on that. And what I heard is it's about quality and it's about speed. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. The other thing too is it's really trying to take out the friction. If we're dealing with a contractor that we don't know, there is some inherent, and it could be minor friction on agreeing to scope and the dollars to repair. And this takes it out. And friction costs a lot of money. And friction could be just delays. It could be the claim going in a different direction. But we continuously look for ways to remove friction from our process. And this managed repair network on the auto side, but especially on the homeowner side, has been pretty fantastic.
I'm glad to hear. And I couldn't agree more with you about creating that frictionless claim service. Derek, wealthy individuals and their families, you talked about this a little bit earlier, tend to live in areas with heavy exposure to climate and cat risk, as in California, Florida, Texas, and New York. This can mean high net worth insurers are exceptionally vulnerable to extreme weather events. Annually, insured cat losses now routinely top $50 billion in the U.S. And high net worth carriers that offer guaranteed no cap replacement coverage in these areas are particularly at risk, especially when assets have been undervalued relative to premiums, which can be a significant issue in this market. Repair vendor ecosystems, as you've mentioned, spot on. They help not only with cost, but with quality and creating that frictionless environment. But there's also a demand surge for labor and materials after a large-scale event. So ClaimCenter and also our Guidewire data analytics solution can help enable CAT teams to prioritize claims and direct fields adjusters and vendors to the hardest-hit areas. But Derek, what other CAT response capabilities should carriers in this market have in place?
Yeah, it's really important during a CAT event to be as proactive as you can. And we define proactive maybe a little bit differently than other companies. Our aspirational goal is just to make sure that our members are not calling us to report a claim during a CAT event, that we are already aware of the damage and informing our members of the impact. We have invested a lot in our technology, our CAT modeling, our aerial imagery, mapping it to our policy base, and then being able to easily flow claim information into there is the first step. And then how do we expose that to our broker partners and our members to share information as quickly as possible. The first step was making sure that we had that technology in place. So then that leads to us being able to deploy more efficiently and effectively for our claim staff, making sure that we deploy not only them, but also the experts that are needed to do the work in the area. And those experts can be helping us from an engineering standpoint, but also helping us to do the work, getting EMS carriers to come with us, bringing roofers along with us, as well as contractors. That's been a huge push for us. And so when one of our adjusters shows up to a member's home, they're not there just by themselves and just inspecting and say, I'll get you an estimate here within a couple of days. Or even if they give them an estimate on site, that doesn't do the homeowner any good. We have the resources traveling with our adjusters to actually do the work that's dedicated to Pure. And we would not be able to do that as effectively if we didn't have the technology to really help us. That team is really supported by our teams that don't get deployed. And so we have our Pure Situation Room that keeps members up to date during CAT events and pre-CAT events. And so, you know, they touch about 55,000 of our members a year through phone calls and email communication. We have a member advocate team that is extremely proactive, where we have targeted callouts to provide services to potentially impacted members, towing out exotic vehicles in potentially impacted areas, bringing in generators to people's homes that have high-end art collections, calling with intent to provide assistance to that member. And the same thing for our wildfire response, utilizing the technology and where the fire is moving, how fast it's moving. And then we have the wildfire mitigation response team that we partner with in certain states that goes and helps the member as well. Really for us, it's how do we utilize the technology to be more proactive? When we are more proactive and more precise in where we respond, then that allows us to bring those resources to do the work. The Texas freeze event a couple of years ago, there was a big issue on getting access to plumbers. We shipped in plumbers to actually do the work because once again, an adjuster showing up can't really cap these pipes to stop the water coming out. While we can do the water shut off, we can't get the water turned back on until we cap pipes. And so plumbers were just not around. And so we had brokers asking us to help out other insurance companies because we had access to the plumbers because we saw what was going to be needed. So making sure that we have those resources along with our adjusters deployed in the right areas is key.
You know, Derek, you said something that I really want to highlight here. It's spot on, and that's using the technology to be more proactive. Many years ago, when I first started off working in insurance, I actually worked catastrophes, and I would, as a field adjuster, appraise by myself. So I would get on roofs, I would be by myself, and then when I would present the estimate to the insured, they were skeptical because I didn't have a background in roofing. So actually bringing the contractor with you, I think it also legitimizes the estimate for the insured, as well as, like you said, it's proactively getting them to start the work immediately.
Right. One of the things that we push during a CAT is it's not how quickly are we issuing undisputed checks to our members. It's how quickly are we starting repairs. And that's the measure of our success.
Yeah, that's a great measure. So there are a whole slew of unique liability needs. Wealthy insureds require auto insurance, just like you and I, but they need much higher coverage limits. They also need protection against lawsuits from domestic employees, as well as from business employees and clients when personal and business usage overlaps at home. Derek, how do the liability needs of high net worth members impact claims operations for carriers in this market?
Yeah. So, I mean, our members are definitely a target because of their wealth, and they have a higher chance of having a liability claim in this environment today. Now, in terms of actual claims that we're seeing on that excess side, it still is dominated by normal auto accidents, pedestrian hits, or just rear end accidents, but it's over 80% still just auto accidents that go into this higher coverage here. But we also see ATV accidents, watercraft accidents, dog bites, allegation of slander and defamation. And probably the most concerning thing that we try to work with our brokers on is we see an influx of uninsured or even unlicensed contractors that are doing work on the property that has an accident, and our members are exposed in those types of cases. And regardless of the cause, most of these accidents are tragic for everyone involved, but whether you're the injured party or one of our members, the landscape on how these are being handled has definitely changed over years, especially from a personal line standpoint. Our adjusters need to be extremely technical, coupled with being compassionate. And I define compassion as a high level of empathy plus action. It's all well and good to bring a level of empathy to the claims process, but if you don't know how to take action to help, it can be somewhat problematic. With the environment that we're seeing, starting with the jury verdicts happening over the last several years, which then brings in high levels of talent on the plaintiff side and very sophisticated plaintiff's bar, puts more pressure on our members as well as our staff. And then with some of the results that we're seeing in the industry, it brings in litigation funding. And so it really does require us to make sure not only do we have highly trained and skilled excess or casualty or liability adjuster, but they have the right support from the leadership standpoint, but also the defense counsels that we provide our members, they need to be at the same level. Back when I was at different carriers, the defense cost spend was always a big issue and how to minimize that. Here, especially at Pure and in the high net worth space, that can't be a part of the conversation because the environment has changed completely. We have to make sure that we have the right attorneys coupled with our adjusters to defend our membership.
When we come back after this short break, we'll continue our conversation with Derek Zahn, Senior Vice President and Chief Claims Officer at the Pure Group of Insurance Companies. So don't go anywhere.
Digging InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? Be sure to subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're at it, rate the show on Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing. Now, let's get back to the show.
And welcome back to InsureTalk. This is Laura Drabik, and I'm talking with Derek Zahn, Chief Claims Officer at Pure Insurance. Derek, for most insureds, a claim is the ultimate moment of truth and the only time they ever actually use insurance. It is quite literally the brand experience. And to that end, P&C insurers in every market, they're leveraging AI and other technologies to automate and accelerate claims processes for customers and members while reducing costs. But as Pure's latest report to members highlights, and I'm going to quote it, there are many companies who either offer a streamlined, easy experience or who delight their clients through high-touch human interactions. But truly great companies are those who relentlessly pursue both. End of quote. Dirk, what is the perfect balance of digital and human touch in the high net worth market?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly that, a balance. A lot of times when a member is reporting a claim, depending on what the claim is, they really just want someone to talk to. And so having an overly automated process is not the right thing. From a pure standpoint, our technology stack that we are looking to invest in is really geared towards how do we provide the technology that allows our adjusters to spend more time with our membership. And we measure the success of our technology platforms by if our adjusters love working for Peer, one of the reasons should be our technology. I view a claims adjuster's role in two parts, the art and the craft of adjusting. I'm looking at ways to implement technology on the craft side so that they can still spend more time on the art of claim handling. And that is really that level of humanity being spent with our membership more and more instead of how do we straight through process certain things. Now, there's definitely some areas that we have implemented straight through processing with some technology, like on scheduled jewelry claim under a certain amount. It used to take us close to 60 days to settle those claims. It is now taking less than a week because of some technology to help us. But we also then tried to expand that into the property side where we work with members' contractors in a more efficient way. And we implemented some technology there to where it used to take over a week to start repairs with a member's contractor. We got that down to a single day. But our membership continued to call us and say, hey, I thought you were going to send someone out. I want to talk to someone. I want to talk to someone from Pure. And so we have to be very careful on that balance. Definitely, we want the ease of use on adding vehicles from a policy standpoint or paying your bill or how do they receive a claims payment. But we're looking at ways to make that adjuster job easier so they can spend more time with our membership. That's our focus.
Makes sense. And you know, I've been in the insurance industry for over 20 years. And again, I started off working for an insurance carrier. It's just nice to have someone to talk to at times.
Right.
And you're spot on. It's finding that balance between human and automation. So Derek, despite investments in digital technologies, claim satisfaction levels across the industry have been plummeting over the last few years. In fact, we had J.D. Power on and they talked about the increased frequency and severity of claims and delays in getting the materials needed for repairs that have dragged out the average claim cycle by more than a week. What role do you see claims automation playing in reversing these trends?
I do find it interesting that we're looking at claims automation to try to deal with some supply chain issues or a demand surge in certain areas. And our take is we might be able to approve a repair estimate through our technology within minutes of the loss being reported. But if the body shop has a two-week delay on even getting the car in, that doesn't do the member any good. And so we're looking for certain areas where we can make an impact on our claims adjusting that can speed up the process. And then also taking that same approach and investing money on making sure that we are more aligned with the people doing the work to make sure that we have access to start those repairs much quicker. It's a balancing act as well from that standpoint. But some of our upcoming technology pushes that we're looking for is how do we make sure that we can proactively see claims falling off the right track and causing those delays, causing those service issues, and causing potentially increased severity because of those delays before it even happens. That's where we're focused in on currently and seeing how Guidewire can help us as well as other technologies there.
Derek, you touched on this a little earlier, but one of the biggest factors driving down claim satisfaction has been a dramatic increase in the number of customers compelled to contact their insurers for information about their claim. I've always advocated for carriers to manage customer expectations through proactive status updates. Sounds based upon earlier responses, you're doing something very proactive here, but this could include proactively answering their most likely questions and making the right representatives immediately available when questions do arise. So I have to tell you, I was particularly excited by one line in Pure's member report, and it reads, "We know that often the most seamless experience is when you never have to call us in the first place, and we try to make sure you don't have to spend any more time on your insurance than is necessary," end quote. To that end, Pure has implemented Guidewire Digital to add an option for digital first notice of loss to help expedite claims processing. There's also a text option when communicating with their adjuster to maximize convenience. Derek, how will you measure the success of these initiatives?
our customer service and our NPS for claims, it's gone up over the last 2 years. We already have a very high level of NPS and customer service results. But we also measure progression updates, and that lags all other service measurements that we have. And what we're finding is that the definition of progression updates from each individual member differs. Some want a phone call. Some want a lot of phone calls. Some want no phone calls. Some want text. Some find those texts annoying and they don't want those status updates. And so it's making sure that we have options for our members. You know, hey, you can go to the app and get a status. You can go to our web-based portal to get a status. You can call us and you can talk to a licensed adjuster no matter what number you call. It's really making sure that we know how to deploy those options for our membership and probably in a little bit more of an organized fashion and making sure that we have their preferences on how they want to be updated. But I find it really interesting that there is no correlation in our measurements on progression updates to overall NPS or CSAT. And what we're finding is if someone has to pick up the phone and call us, they might score us down in that number, but they love the service because of the high level of empathy and compassion and technical expertise and the repair started quickly. So this one is a very difficult one on what other technology can we implement to help us on this. But the Hi Marley texting option that's fully integrated within Guidewire has been a huge win for us. The overall feedback from our membership has been fantastic. But going back to making sure that we are there for our membership, anyone that answers the phone in the claims department is a licensed adjuster. And I think that goes a long way. As you were saying, they don't get transferred around. They don't have messages taken. They might not be able to get a hold of their one adjuster, but when they do talk to our call center, it is a licensed adjuster answering the phone. And so they can make decisions. They can move claims along differently than other companies.
So according to Capgemini, 80% of consumers say initiating claims via digital channels has a positive impact on the customer experience. With digital first notice of loss, claim center ingests all the relevant claims data and then can automatically create the claim file, exposures, reserves, and activities. This can dramatically cut down on claims processing time, and studies show that expediting intake can help cut the cost of the average claim by $500 to $800 while accelerating time to resolution. By reducing manual input and accelerating intake, how will this bolster adjusters' focus on more complex claims requiring expert judgment and empathy?
We have what is called a complexity model that sits on the side of our digital first notice of loss tool. And it's really fascinating when you have the right data science people looking at our property outcomes. We don't need to ask 25 questions to get an understanding of where that claim needs to go from a technical adjuster standpoint. Going through this digital first notice of loss process, it does help streamline and get the claim to the right person as quickly as possible. But it also allowed us to cut down our traditional first notice of loss process. And what we have seen is that we can't use this technology and the digital first notice of loss just as an assignment tool process, right? So we can take intake and it can flow through our system, create the claim, create the exposures that are needed, potentially create the reserves and assign it to the right adjuster. What we're focused in on is, okay, now the adjuster has that claim, what do they need to do immediately on that claim? As well as making sure that the workflows that we have and our capacity models are such that when that adjuster does receive that claim, they're able to handle that immediately and not wait potentially 24 hours or even 12 hours or 6 hours, depending how it could be. Once again, we're talking about higher complexity claims. That's going to need immediate attention. Just having the digital first notice of loss and how that flows through is just the start for us. It's now, how do we integrate our workflow models and capacity models and more of a sort of an integrated decision support system for our highly technical adjusters on what is actually needed and why did they get that claim? That's the evolution that we're going through. Before it was, okay, adjuster A got this claim because it's more complex. They might not even know that it was more complex. Now we tell them it's more complex and here's what needs to happen immediately and here's the path that it should go on. And that makes the adjuster feel more in the loop of what's going on. It makes, again, the sense of urgency on response much more present within our claims organization. It also allows our members not to have to repeat themselves over and over again. And so now when they get the call, the adjuster knows why they're getting the claim and they can start asking questions instead of saying, hey, just tell me what happened.
Fantastic. Thanks, Derek. On the other side of this break, we'll continue the conversation. So stay tuned.
Loving InsureTalk with Laura Drabik? For more expert insights and inspiration, subscribe to Laura's email newsletter at drabikdigest.com, your one-stop resource for Laura's latest blog posts, videos, podcasts, articles, and more. That's www.drabikdigest.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And welcome back. This is InsureTalk with Laura Drabik, and we're talking with Eric Zahn, Chief Claims Officer at Pure Insurance. Derek, you see personalization of the claims experience as one of the primary opportunities for insurers. As you recently told Property Casualty 360, this is particularly true for the high net worth space where, and I quote you, policyholders expect a service experience that is customized to their personal preferences and is easy to navigate, end quote. And that could be before, during, and after a claim. Some of the technologies that we've been chatting about today will certainly help you achieve that. What other innovations, though, are you bringing to market to deliver this kind of personalization at scale?
Yeah. So first, it's how well do our systems talk to one another from broker, underwriting, and claims? There's a lot of information and customer preferences in each one of those systems individually. And we need to be better integrated across the board, especially in the broker system, on what matters most to our member. And how do we capture that? How do we make sure that the product is going to respond to that? And then how does our service delivery from a claim standpoint sit over top of that? And so for me, it's around integration and building repositories that we have access to on customer preferences. And the preference could be what I was talking about, as simple as progression updates. How would you like to be communicated with? How often would you like us to work directly with a contractor, or would you like us to work directly with you or one of your representatives? What type of rental car would you like? Once again, so it could be very simple to more complex on, hey, the most important thing in my home are my floors. Okay, so then we can be proactive and go and take a look at those floors and say, okay, we have someone who can either refinish or replace so that we can be much more detailed when a claim does happen. Right now, we're working on gaining a better understanding of basements in the Northeast. You know, there's a big difference between an unfinished basement that is just used as storage versus some of these basements that have bowling alleys and movie theaters. And does our member understand the complexity of what they have in basements? And do we have a product that can respond to most types of claims? And do they understand some of the coverage restrictions that might be in place either at our company or at our competitors? Trying to get out in front, utilizing technology to first integrate, but to gather information is a key focus there.
Of course, the best claim is the kind that, well, it never happens. And that's one of my favorite things about Pure. In addition to leveraging digital technology to enhance the claims experience, you're also using it to help your members prevent harm to their loved ones and belongings in the first place. Pure, for example, uses smart home devices to identify electrical issues that can cause fires and to monitor for plumbing leaks that, if left undetected, could cause costly damage. Derek, what other exciting innovations do you see on the horizon for partnering with insureds to avoid preventable losses?
We use a saying here that if my staff gets a claim, there is some level of failure from a risk management team. It's with the best intent and good spirit. But if we look at it that way, that really makes my staff look at the claims that they're getting and really think about how could this have been prevented and how quickly, as well as how thoroughly, is that information relayed back to our risk management team. We've always been focused on helping our members protect the things that matter the most to them. And so our loss prevention team are constantly evaluating new solutions to aid. One thing that I personally have in my home, because I believe in it, that we're offering to our members in certain states is Ting, which is a sensor for monitoring and help preventing electrical fires before they happen. Once again, it's a simple and quick fix. It plugs into your outlet, monitors your entire electrical system, and alerts you if there's any issues detected. We've had several wins so far on that where it has detected a surge and we were able to go ahead and resolve that. We've also launched a partnership with LeakBot, another easy to install sensor for water damage. This is one monitors the entire home water system for leaks 24/7, which is especially impactful since water damage continues to be one of the most disruptive and costly causes of loss for our peer membership. A couple other areas that we're looking into include telematics for driving and a teen driving program to help reduce severe and sometimes heartbreaking accidents that we see. We are also looking into programs that would make it easier for members to complete regular maintenance on their homes so they can have service or replace those items like water heaters and supply lines that inevitably wear over time and cause damage when they fail.
By the way, I have both of those sensors as well for the electrical surge and the water detection, just to let you know in case you're looking for new members. So you've mentioned new options for bill collection. I got to tell you, I'm curious about what you're sensing or hearing from members about demand for digital claims disbursement in the high net worth space. Do share.
Our membership is extremely sophisticated. We need to keep up with the demand and the expectations on how we pay our claims. from a digital standpoint, providing a wide array of options from ACH, CFT, wiring aspects to other digital options. The expectations of our membership on this subject, while we exceed those expectations elsewhere, we need to do a lot of work on this over the next year to keep up with the demand.
On a more personal note, you're an avid golfer, and as you know, insurance is a relationship business. You've said that building lasting relationships with peer members and helping them in their hour of need is one of the most rewarding aspects of your job. Well put. What have you learned on the links that has been par for the course when it comes to fostering personal connections on the job?
I think probably patience. If you're striving for perfection, that will create such levels of frustration. And on the golf course, once you realize that you're not a professional golfer and not every shot is perfect, you start to enjoy the game a lot more. And that same thing goes here for work. Knowing what is important, what's not important is key to success, as well as what you might think is important might be completely different than what someone else does. And so I was actually playing golf with a member last week, and he raves about Pure, and it's all because, if nothing major, but his car flooded in Hurricane Ian, and we returned his golf clubs from the salvage yard. They were an old set of clubs. He didn't ask. We just showed up and gave him his golf clubs back. We also paid him for the golf clubs, but hey, these are yours. And he's like, you didn't have to do that. And just that attention to detail, I will be a Pure member for life. It wasn't that he lost his home or anything like that. It was just golf clubs out of the back of his car. The small things make a huge difference.
Derek, thank you so much for your time today and for your incredible insight. You've shown us it's not just about ideas, it's about making ideas happen.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate coming on, and talk to you soon.
Tune in next time for an all-new episode of Insure Talk with Laura Drabik, brought to you by Guidewire, the platform PNC insurers trust to engage, innovate, and grow efficiently. For more information, visit guidewire.com.